party animals.
You're in the Playhouse on Y94.
This is Joking a Jingle. Now, if this were a late-night talk show, we would have a guy with a drum set just waiting for something moderately amusing to happen so he could go, ba-dun-ching. We don't have that. We couldn't fit a drum set in here. We tried. Rat had a triangle for a period of time, but it got annoying. Maggie had a tambourine, and while she could really rock it pretty well, didn't really have the effect we were looking for. So you have the setup, you have the joke, and then you have the... jingle. Are you ready?
Yes.
Hey, Maggie.
Hey, yeah.
How does the hamburger introduce his wife?
How?
Meet Patty. You see, her name is Patty, but also like Meet Patty.
Right.
That's what's on a hamburger. I like to describe the jokes and kind of explain them and dissect them. Sometimes. Kim Kardashian says that she and Kanye have discussed purchasing a farm before, but only if she can have it full of a wide variety of animals, including chickens, horses, ponies, and several donkeys, because she's always, always loved donkeys. Yes, Kim Kardashian just said she wants a lot of ass. She already has that, though. I mean, she's got the badonk.
The obvious was right there, and I didn't even see it coming.
Right there. Right there. Sometimes Rat and I make eyes at each other because he knows what the joke's going to be, I think. Hey, Lana Del Rey's man, I don't know if you heard about this, but Lana Del Rey's guy has been busy recently denying left and right that they have broken up. That is what has been reported. He's almost denying it so much that it seems almost a certainty that there's no way they're together. I suppose you could say he has the summertime sadness. That time Maggie saw where that joke was going. Well, with Lana Del Rey, there's only so many opportunities. What would the joke be besides that? Jennifer Lopez recently told a reporter that she used to buy Ben Affleck's outfits for him and dress him every morning when they were dating. Suddenly, the saddest thing about their relationship is no longer G. Lee. The Valley's number one. You ever see that movie?
No.
Oh, it's so bad.
Rat. I refused.
I was actually in the Mall of America, and they had that little movie trailer thing where you could see the trailers for these upcoming movies.
Mm-hmm.
I chose the trailer for Geely over X-Men.
Oh, no.
Wow.
And that was such a horrible mistake.
Why would you do that to yourself?
It looked like a good cast.
Hmm. So TMZ.com reporting that Taylor Swift recently bought a new kitten. This is her 7th kitten, which given her amount of breakups, that sounds about right. That woman is like this close to cat lady status. How many cats does it take? Is 7 enough? I gotta believe 7's enough.
4's enough.
Yucky. And finally, so many people have been hounding Harrison Ford, wanting to ask questions about when he's going to be returning to the set of the new Star Wars movie after his injury, that local police have volunteered to start chaperoning him around town. One could say, the Force is with him. This has been Joking a Jingle! Y94.